we are thinking of you. Togetherness is the greatest gift of all. Let's make this holiday one to remember together.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas Treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Joan Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where our update at 7 is sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, along with consigned clothing for the whole family.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Joan Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JoanChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JoanChev.com. Your friends at Joan Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Joan Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JoanChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. President Biden pardoning son Hunter in his gun and tax cases. The statement he released overnight saying that the prosecution against Hunter Biden was all political.
He says in trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me, saying there's no reason to believe it will stop here. He says bluntly, enough is enough. A remarkable about face from President Biden.
That's ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Mary Bruce. Several inches of lake effect snow falling over the weekend in upstate New York. Nearly 4 feet of snow falling near Lake Ontario and parts of Michigan and Pennsylvania as well.
Responding to this takes a bunch of resources. And in Pennsylvania, even the governor there, Josh Shapiro, he essentially had to make a disaster proclamation to allow for more resources, particularly in Erie County.
ABC's Trevor Ault, insurgents seizing Syria's largest city. They rolled into Aleppo over the weekend, taking over the government forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is ABC News. Today, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments on the fate of sweet-tasting e-cigarettes, vapes with names like peachy strawberry and cookies and milk, pulled by the FDA, which says they appeal too much to children. Vaping companies argue those flavors can't help adults quit. Actually, they can, smoking traditional cigarettes.
The Supreme Court will decide if the federal government has unfairly banned flavored e-cigarettes. President-elect Trump has vowed to save the vaping industry, but in 2020, it was Trump's administration that announced a limited ban on certain flavors. Now, after arguments today, the Supreme Court is expected to rule on the case, but not until next June.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. There is a growing battle over returns this holiday shopping season. Retail chains like Saks Fifth Avenue, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Zara adding return fees and shortening return windows. Some shoppers now refusing to buy from retailers who charge for returns. So far, though, the fight doesn't seem to be hurting sales. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Want to find new scrapbooking products to make your pages stand out? At the Creative Outlet, our inventory changes every time I place an order. I also help make your scrapbooking affordable by adding products to my new clearance racks. This year, I am committed to bringing in new products in every category of my paper crafting area. And don't forget, special orders are always welcomed at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick a correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2. Today's forecast calls for a high temperature in the upper 20s with a few flurries this morning. Maybe some sunshine for the ride home today. For tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 15. Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 29. Wednesday, upper 30s with a few snow showers possible. Thursday, partly cloudy, breezy and colder with a high of 23. Southeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. Right now in Richland Center, it is 12 degrees.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family from Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Right. miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun.
Oh, yes, praying for daylight. Those sunrises are quite late there. Hank's going to be in just a little bit if we can wake him up here, but we'll see. Yeah, yeah, he's out. Must have been a rough weekend. We probably don't want to know. 12 degrees at WRCO. This is Luke Bryan.
My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it. Boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby.
Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls do. I yielded and asked if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Sawyer Brown on WRCO Radio, and some girls do. 7:19, the time. Hello there on a Monday from WRCO, the 2nd of December. We trust it was a good weekend for you. Too good, yeah. But then you got to think about it. We'll have another holiday coming up before too long, right? And we'll all be together again.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Well, navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
At Richland Cattle Center, every Wednesday morning at 11:30, they kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows. Then they move on to springing cows and first calf heifers. Richland Cattle Center auctions feature fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, bred heifers, springing cows, and even a breeding age bull. Baby heifer and bull calves are always ready too. Visit their website for the latest updates, and remember, you can view all cattle individually before the auction. Plus, they milk all lactating cows after the sale to ensure better udder health. Need transportation? They've got that covered too. Join Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30 for a smooth and easy cattle buying experience. They receive, care for, and milk cattle 7 days a week. The Richland Cattle Center, your ultimate cattle auction destination every Wednesday.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our diabetes education and care team.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey there, Hank.
Happy birthday, Philip.
You're a couple days late there, man.
You know what? If you would show up when your birthday is, you would get everything you're supposed to get.
I'm sorry.
Are you feeling better, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I was a little under the weather on my birthday.
So. I know you were, and I'm sorry to hear that.
Partied too hard, I guess.
Yeah.
Too many skis.
Yeah, too many granddaughters getting...
Dragging stuff
did,
in.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
We did.
Good.
Had to have everybody
good.
Together.
Good.
Capped off the weekend with a nice wedding yesterday. My niece Jill and Chris, congratulations. We appreciate that very much. We had a good time with some family and friends in La Crosse yesterday. So the weekend's never long enough, it seems.
No, it's not.
Right?
Never. So anyway, I got you something from the sales department.
From the sales department?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And I want to open the card first, Phil.
Open the card first.
Yeah. So, and you have to read it out loud.
Is something going to pop out at me or no? No?
I couldn't afford that.
Do old cowboys wear boxers or briefs? Okay. Depends. Oh, yes. Yeah, happy birthday, you old goat. I appreciate that very much. Yes, yes. Nice.
So there's your little goodie bag there. Oh, and the white thing goes last.
Oh, the white thing goes last. Yeah. What's this? A very nice pen. There you go.
What does it say on it, Philip? I had those made.
It says WRCO Country and Community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
very nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Even has a style, and it works really, really
well.
It
does. Let me see if it writes. Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
hopefully I don't lose it.
Yeah. Well, there's another one in there for a backup, Philip. If you open up the here, right here.
Right.
If you pull that candy cane out of there.
Yeah. Oh, that's got a pen on it, too.
Yeah.
Look at that. All right. That's
so
nice.
Now. That'd be one of those that you can't lose. You just hook it right on your shirt.
I was thinking if you had a chain, not the candy, but if you put a chain on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I wouldn't drop it under the bleachers, because that's what usually happens. Where'd it go? Oh, can't
I got
find
a,
it.
I got a tickle in my throat this morning.
I see that.
I don't know
what's
wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, then I got you a Christmas ornament.
Look at that. That's very nice. It's a snowman with Hank's face on the snowman.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Boy, I don't think that's going on the tree.
It would keep the mice out.
It probably would. That's a good point. I caught one in the garage, so maybe I could put this out in the garage.
I thought that would be very nice of me to put a...
Yeah.
So it's, what is it, about a 6-inch snowman.
Uh-huh.
And on the face of the snowman, I've placed a picture of myself.
That's a beautiful picture, too.
You know what? Let me get a picture of this, and we can post this on Facebook.
It looks like your mugshot from... I'm not sure when. Pea Ridge, Arkansas, that time they caught you.
There we go.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So I can send this to Adam, and you know what? We can get on.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks, I guess. Yeah. Yeah,
and then you can use a gift card over there. Just pick any store, Phil. It works anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's a dollar gift card to the dollar store. I appreciate that very
much. $1.25. Oh,
right? I'll owe 25 cents.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. Nice job.
But anyway, today's Chet's Chuckle.
Thanks for thinking of me, by the way.
Not a problem, buddy. Yeah. Not a problem. So, Chet's Chuckles today, buddy.
Yes. Have you come up with any jokes?
Well, I got, you know what? I've got one right here that's just going to make you laugh.
Knock my socks off?
Yep. What do you call a snowman with a six-pack, Philip?
Let me think about it. Something about the abs. Abdominal snowman.
No, that a boy, yes. Yeah.
Abdominal snowman.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yeah. Good job, buddy. Right. Good job. So we got three of them from Riverdale 4K today.
We do. I don't know. They're above our level of jokes.
I know they are, but I have fixed them up pretty well, so I'm sure that people get a kick. Have you heard them yet?
I have not.
Oh, yeah.
All right. They're coming up.
All right. The new guy at the job. On his first day at his new job, a man is given a broom and told to sweep the floor. But I have a master's degree, he protests. He goes, the supervisor goes, I'm sorry. Handing him a mop. Here, let me show you how this works.
Oh, yes. All right.
Yes.
Hank, if a parsley farmer gets sued, do they garnish his wages?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Maybe.
Yeah. A bear walks into a bar and says, I'll have a beer.
Uh-huh.
The bartender says, why the big paws?
Uh-huh.
The bear looks down at his hands and says, I was born with them.
Hey! We'll see if those 4Kers can do better in just a moment here after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
All right, we have some Riverdale 4Kers that are going to make their broadcast debuts here today, right?
Yep.
So let's see. The first one, go ahead.
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Bambi.
Thank you, Caden Potts.
That was a good joke.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Do you like the sound effects?
Oh, yeah, very nice. Yeah. Yes. And they're all in Anya Drone's class, I believe, aren't they? Yes. All right, here is the next contestant on the Phil and Hank Chet's Chuckle.
What do snowmen eat for breakfast?
Ice Krispies.
What do snowmen eat for breakfast? Ice Krispies.
The guy was chewing the ice there.
That's
after,
right. Connor Dearborn, nice job.
Nice job, Connor.
I like that.
Yeah, very good.
All right, contestant number three.
What do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear.
Thank you, Clay Tanner.
What do you call
a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah.
We'll be taking over
our jobs next week here.
Yeah,
probably.
Not hard.
Nope.
But they have more jokes than we'd ever thought about.
Better ones, anyway.
Yeah.
Hank, if you're attacked by a mob of clowns,
Really?
Always go for the juggler.
Yeah. He'll hurt you the worst.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah. A man goes to the doctor and says, "Doc, I think my wife is losing her hearing.
Oh.
What should I do?" The doctor suggests, "Stand behind her and say something gradually, getting closer until she responds."
Oh, yeah.
The man goes home, stands about 20 feet away from his wife and asks, "What's for dinner?" No response. He moves closer and repeats, "What's for dinner?" Still no response. Finally, he's right behind her and asks, "What's for dinner?" She turns around and says, "For the third time, chicken."
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yep.
I can relate. If I ask that, I'll say, "What's for dinner?" And June's response will be, "I don't know. What's for dinner?"
Yeah, what are you cooking, huh?
Exactly.
What are you cooking?
Goes both ways, right?
Yeah. What are you cooking? Yeah. So, yeah. Are you done?
Well, I never really started this morning. So, Hank, a termite walks into the bar and asks, "Is the bartender here?" Oh, yes.
Yes.
Sixth grade comedy club.
Yes.
That's right there.
Yeah. Well, the bar's tender if you go down to the Phoenix Center.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
Greg tenderizes your head on it all the time.
Is that what you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're so tired this morning.
It is. Yeah. It is. All right, buddy. Here's your kicker.
Uh-oh. I'm backing
up. Are you ready?
I'm backing up. Okay.
Two friends. Okay. And I'm going to say these guys are probably from Arkansas.
Really?
Yes. You'll see why in a minute.
Okay.
Two friends rent a boat and go fishing. After a few hours, they catch dozens of fish. One says, "We should mark this spot so we can come back." The other one pulls out a marker and draws an X on the bottom of the boat. The first friend shakes his head and says, "You idiot. What if we don't get the same boat next time?"
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
Good one, Hank.
Yeah,
good one.
I tell you what.
That's a kicker and a half.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. So, but anyway, good luck tonight at Ithaca. Ithaca and Riverdale.
Should be
a good ball game.
Yeah. Boys basketball.
Yeah, boys basketball. We're in the full swing of things now, buddy.
We have lots of stuff going on. I know there'll be some wrestling matches tomorrow. And you and I, later this week, will be making a trip to the Fiserv Forum.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Big time, baby. Big time.
Big time, baby.
Big time, yes.
Do I get to officiate?
Probably, if they need one. You know, you never know. You're a backup, I guess. You know, and that pro cord is a little bit longer, too.
It's 10 feet longer.
I don't like that. Take a couple extra steps.
Well, they're going to pay me extra.
Is that right?
Yeah, 10 feet.
Per step.
Yeah, per step. All right, buddy. I hope you have a good game tonight, and good luck to all the local athletes. And remember, and I know that people always say this, but you know what? Keep our money, keep our local dollars local. Help those local people out. And even eat local. Shop local, eat local,
absolutely.
Live local.
Yep.
And you know what? buy at WRCO local. Hey, have a good day. Be kind.
Be kind. He's always trying to make a sale there, guys.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Some notes from this day in history. December 2nd, 1954, the U.S. Senate passed 67-22, a resolution condemning Republican Senator Joseph R. McCarthy of Wisconsin, saying he had acted contrary to senatorial ethics and intended to bring the Senate into dishonor and disrepute. 1954, this day. In 1983, in pop memories, MTV first aired Michael Jackson's 14-minute Thriller video. And in 1990, actress Katharine Hepburn made a rare appearance in Washington to accept the Kennedy Center honor for lifetime achievement. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
For the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes on December 2nd to Braden Aide from Richland Center Primary School, to Amber Jakimczyk from Grammy, Berkeley, and Huntley. Also to Helen Stanick from Darlene, Louise Brown from Butch and Marge, Andy Hofer, courtesy of Park Street Christian Church. We wish the best today to other celebrants for Steve King from Merriman, Sue, Hillary, Eric, and Natalie. Happy birthday, Robin Matthews, love from the Turner family. And greetings today to Laura Pifferone from Mom, Dad, Cole, Avea, Cohen, Alex, Madeline, William, CJ, and Bronwyn. Have a great day to Laura. I have to holler across the yard. Have a great day today. Greetings to Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club celebrants, including Kim Scafferty, along with Tom McCarthy, Mark Leatherberry, Brianna Granger, and Brooklyn Granger, celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday as well, going out from Schmidtwoman Hills, residents and staff, to Laura Pifferone and Tom Higgins, both celebrating birthdays today. The RC Lions, with a wish for Braden Aide, and to Tom McCarthy. And Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, saluting Dan Behrens. Happy birthday to Brad Cradwell, to Taryn Miller, Sharon Paysold, and Helen Stanick, along with Aaron Meese. And happy anniversary, Chuck and Tammy Hendrickson, to Jim and Elaine Reeder. And have a great day, Jim and Deb Williams, on your special day. Happy anniversary.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Thanksgiving has come and gone, and it's somehow December, which means Christmas is in just over 3 weeks. Don't worry, you got this. Macy's Cyber Monday is here to help. Head to Macy's now, where you'll save big on the best gifts for everyone on your list. And best of all, they're all in one place. Easy. You'll find warm winter accessories, cashmere sweaters, and cozy coats for the whole family. Because, yep, it's December now, and while there's 3 weeks until Christmas, these deals only last until Tuesday at Macy's.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM/FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
We're getting some of that snow that some of our outlying listeners have talked about this morning. A lot of white in them there hills as we look across the valley today. 12 degrees at WRCO. This is Clay Walker.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friends' jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Whoa, whoa. I just wanna live until I die.
Walker on WRCO Radio, and I think I've already lost my new pen that Henry gave me. But anyway, the news is coming up. Joanne has that for us. Phil D. wishing you the best on this Monday morning.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The EasyView adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 12 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Cloudy with a few flurries this morning, then breaks of sun later, a high of 28. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 15. In Richland Center, after a low of 11, we're up to 12 degrees.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler launches a bid to lead the Democratic National Committee. In a statement issued Sunday, Wickler said the Democratic Party needs to be stronger to take on President-elect Donald Trump and Republican extremists. The 43-year-old Wickler has been state Democratic Party chair since July 2019, during which time Wisconsin Democrats have won 9 of the last 12 statewide races. Wickler said he's helped transform the party into an organizing, fundraising, and winning machine. Current DNC chair Jamie Harrison is not seeking re-election. DNC members will elect a new chair on February 1st. Work on request for the state budget gets underway this month. Terry Barr reports.
There's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin, and it's getting ready to advocate for more support during the upcoming legislative budget process. Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand opportunities in the arts across the state.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin. She says the Badger State remains in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
A post-election recap and pre-budget planning gets underway next week. Learn more about Create Wisconsin. Go to createwisconsin.org. I'm Terry Barr.
The Richland Center Fire Department was called out twice yesterday. The department first responded around 12:40 in the afternoon for a report of heavy smoke in a structure located at 24757 County Highway RC. Mutual aid was requested en route. On arrival, heavy smoke was found and the main fire area was around the wood stove located in the basement of the structure. There were severe damage throughout the entire structure, but no injuries were reported. 7 fire units and 28 firefighters were on scene for 3 hours, assisted by the Muscadet, Lone Rock, and Viola fire departments, Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, and Alliant Energy. The second call came in around 2:20. 3 fire units and 11 firefighters responded to 28190 Spiral Road for a shed fire. It was reported the shed was next to another structure. Upon arrival, units found a 12-by-12 shed fully involved and were able to contain the fire to just the one structure. No injuries were reported and personnel were on scene for about an hour. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted by the Lone Rock Fire Department, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Richland County EMS. For some, it's a holiday tradition to go out and cut your own tree. Did you know that some Wisconsin forests allow this? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down, and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forest for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests, such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary, but average at about $5 per tree. Visit the DNR's Forest Products Permit page for information on how to harvest a holiday tree for your home.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the Wisconsin State Park System will be moving to a 12-month admission pass model. The 12-month admission passes will be available for purchase beginning today. The new pass model is valid for 12 months following the month of purchase rather than expiring on December 31st. 2025 passes purchased this month will be valid through January 2026. A 12-month admission pass costs $28 for vehicles with Wisconsin license plates or $38 for vehicles with out-of-state plates. The physical appearance of the pass has also been updated. In addition to being slightly larger, the 12 months of the year will be listed around the perimeter of the pass. Beginning in 2025, the pass will be marked to indicate the month and year in which the pass will expire. The pass remains valid until the final day of the 12th month following the month in which it is issued. For example, a pass that is marked to expire March 2026 will be valid through March 31, 2026. Reduced rate vehicle admission passes will still be available for additional vehicles registered to the same address. Reduced rate passes must be purchased at the same time as the full price pass or at a later date with proof of purchase of the full price vehicle pass. Passes for additional vehicles will expire in the same month and year as the household's full price pass. Beginning in March 2025, conservation patron state park vehicle admission passes will be the same design as other vehicle admission passes. The validity period for conservation patron pass holders is not changing. A conservation patron pass will always be marked for the month of March, regardless of when it was redeemed. A vehicle admission pass is required on all motor vehicles stopping in state parks, forest, and recreation areas. Customers are encouraged to save time by buying their passes online. Orders placed online will receive an email receipt with a confirmation number that can be used immediately for park entry. 12-month vehicle admission passes purchased online will be delivered pre-marked with the expiration month and year according to the date of purchase. Learn more about Wisconsin State Park System vehicle admission and the 12-month admission pass on the DNR's vehicle admission webpage. The 2025 annual Wisconsin State Trail Passes go on sale today. A state trail pass is required for all people age 16 or older who bike, cross-country ski, horseback ride, or inline skate on certain trails. A state trail pass is not required for walking or hiking. The DNR reminds the public that annual state trail passes are different from vehicle admission passes. The annual state trail pass is valid for the calendar year. A 2025 annual state trail pass will expire December 31, 2025, regardless of when it was purchased. The DNR offers the option to purchase a state trail pass online at dnr.wisconsin.gov/topic/parks/trail pass. State trail passes can also be purchased at individual properties via drive-up window service or electronic sales kiosk, DNR service centers, or a DNR-affiliated vendor or sub-vendor. As Wisconsin prepares for another Wisconsin season, today has been set for the statewide recognition of snowplow drivers who provide an essential service by ensuring the safety and accessibility of roadways during severe weather. County and municipal snowplow operators across Wisconsin work often in challenging conditions unique to their profession and to maintain safe travel routes. These professionals allow residents to access jobs, businesses, medical services, and recreational destinations during winter. Their efforts are part of a more than century-old partnership between Wisconsin's 72 county highway departments and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to maintain and enhance the state's highway system through snow plowing, salting, and liquid applications. Snowplow drivers also contribute to public safety through innovative practices developed in collaboration with Wisconsin DOT, using shared resources to test new tools and establish best practices.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Monday, December 2nd. Bernard Matthew Barney Johnson, 98 of Rolling Ground, died Wednesday at home. A funeral mass will be held today at 11 at St. Philip's Catholic Church, Rolling Ground. Burial will follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church today from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Society of Divine Word, earmarked Diocese of Weewalk Seminarians, Papua New Guinea. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Bernard Matthew, Barney Johnson, 98 of Rolling Ground. Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaw, 74 of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. For Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaw, 74 of Hillsboro. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71 of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's memory. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71 of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67 of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Kathy Cox, 67 of Richland Center.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future